USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the FBI and the Department of Justice is being accused of weaponizing the department against political opponents, the raid on President Trump's home in Florida has millions of Americans outraged. Former Attorney General from Florida, Pam Bondi on Fox News overnight.
I have personally been involved in many, many search warrants, authorizing them, the execution of the search warrants, and they came in there with guns blazing, like you said. For documents...
A judge declared a mistrial Thursday after jurors were unable to reach a verdict in a case involving companies that had been hired to help Flint, Michigan fix its municipal water system. The lawsuit alleged Texas-based Lockwood, Andrews & Newman and Veolia of North America contributed to the city's lead-tainted water crisis. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The alarming situation at a Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine had reached a grave hour, the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog group said Thursday. Ukraine accuses Russia of firing weapons from the facility. The UN said there is no immediate threat to nuclear safety, but that could change with one rocket. The late Bill Russell of basketball fame is being honored by the league like no one has ever been honored before.
The NBA is going to retire Celtics legend Bill Russell's number 6 league-wide. Russell passed away late last month at the age of 88. He becomes the first player in NBA history to have his number retired by the entire league. All players will also wear a patch on the right shoulder of their jerseys during the upcoming season. Every arena's court will also display a clover-shaped logo with the number 6 inside. Russell was a 5-time MVP and 11-time world champion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Two more ships left Ukraine's Black Sea port on Friday, including one filled with the first Ukrainian wheat to be exported under a UN brokered deal. A total of 14 ships have now departed the Ukraine over the past 2 weeks, following the deal with Russia to allow resumption of grain exports from Ukraine's Black Sea ports after they were stalled due to the war. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, who along with Mike Pompeo of the Trump administration, was tagged in a death plot by members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Bolton on Newsmax Thursday.
Well, I think it's really not a focus just on me. There are a number of former government officials who I think are at risk from the government in Tehran, and a number of people who are just average American citizens who have said things critical of the government of Iran are at risk of their lives as well. So I think the most important conclusion to draw here is the kind of threat that the government in Iran poses to America. They're trying to kill Americans on American soil, and that's essentially unprecedented in my view, and it constitutes a threat that really we need a stronger response from the Biden administration. You know, it's part and parcel of the threat posed by the Iranian nuclear weapons program, too. They're two sides of the same coin, and both a threat to the United States.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.